most of their problems are champagne problems. I understand that. But are you a little surprised that Travis Kelce hasn't returned back to full form yet? Or is it he did for one game, then the wide receiver who was distracting for the attention for him went away, and so they had to go back to another game in which Travis Kelce had to be the only focus of attention for a team? Because as it sits right now, Travis Kelce is on pace for a career low, 694 yards, which is actually pacing quite a bit better than it was earlier in the season. Are you, like, is there any part of you that is like, he's still not Travis yet? The hell's taking so long? It's only 6 weeks, but yeah, still.
Of course that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I mean, let's be real. I think you have to adjust expectations. That doesn't mean he can't have a huge performance in the playoffs for this team. But if you still think, Cody, he's getting to 1,000 yards, man, I think you're I think you're
this is
going to
be a tough
yourself,
year for me.
Man,
how many would he have to average per game now, I guess? And they can't go undefeated because he would definitely sit. Or they can't like go 16-1 or something, 15-2, because then he's definitely not playing the final week of the season, right?
Right.
He's got 11 games left, and he needs what? 750 yards roughly? He needs to average 68 yards a game. That's his like career average.
I don't think that's happening though, and that's fine. Like it's, you know, it's about the playoff performances for him, but I don't believe you should be thinking he's getting to 1,000. Honestly, 700 yards, whether it's age, whether it's the scheme, combination of both is the answer probably. Yeah, he's not going to have the numbers that he typically has. That's it's pretty clear. He's blocking his ass off, helping his team, but that's where we're at. That's where we're at now.
That we're complimenting
him.
His blocking?
Still someone
so
that
he's
you don't,
George Kittle now?
He's still someone that you don't want to cut loose and just let him rain, you know, run around freely. That's not something. That's not it. You got to respect him still if you're a defense. But, yeah, he's not exactly the same as what he was. And that still is probably going to be a 650 to 750 yard season. I'll give credit to the books on this one. We all thought they were
I
idiots.
I thought that number was a joke.
We all thought they were idiots in July when his number was what? Wasn't it 750? Or no, that was Worthy. Worthy was 750.
He was 801.
801.
Something and like that, 802.
Tell me right now, if I give you the same number right this second, over under 801.
I'd still take the over.
Oh, I'd be taking the under.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy.
I'd be taking the
under. I just told you he's on pace for 700
still,
essentially.
I think you're too committed to the number. Like, you're too
maybe.
Committed
well,
to
look,
that.
I'm already in it, so I might as well just keep going down that road. What's funny is, like, it's the same thing where he's just no longer second. He's essentially fallen into the, like, he's like every other tight end thing, right? Same amount of yardage, essentially, as Cole Kmet or Kincaid or Tucker Kraft or these other guys who've been doing it versus the guys who are at the top of the league right now. Brock Bowers is number one with a bullet. He's on pace for like 1,400 yards or something absurd. He'll probably lead the league in tight end yardage. I still think it's there. I don't know why. I feel like it's easy to explain away, and maybe it shouldn't be that, you know, maybe I shouldn't make it that easy on myself, but he had a really good week. They finally got Juju Smith-Schuster rolling, and then here comes Travis Kelce, right? Oh, someone else had to take the attention. The second Juju Smith-Schuster went down, who else would you even guard on this team other than Xavier Worthy deep? I mean, seriously, who?
D-Hop. D-Hop now.
Well, yeah, now.
Before that, no.
That's why I still think it's there. That's why I still think when D-Hop comes in and the offense is chugging along, I don't think that these things are unaligned because Mahomes is having a career yardage low. Right, the offense is not scoring. You know, like some of the things are aligned where it's not just him, it's the whole offense that is off. And so, like, I don't think he's less of a player. I just don't think their offense is working the way it should. And maybe that's because Travis Kelce's not working. I understand that we could go back and forth and be like, causation versus correlation, but
yeah, the truth is it's probably both, right? It's
it's
probably a little bit of it's a challenge because of this offense, but also, yeah, he's not 29 years old anymore. And so I think it's a little bit of both, and that's why you get the result of where things are at. But I for Chiefs fans, one, he's already submitted himself forever many years ago. But for this year, we know the goal is the three-peat. All it takes, man, for Travis to have that one moment in the postseason again, that's it. That's all we should care about. Can he have the key moment in the postseason? I don't care if he finishes with 500 yards in the regular season or 950. Can he have the moment in the postseason that gets them to the Super Bowl again, or in the Super Bowl, that's all that we should be caring about.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I mean, he's already Hall of Famer. Who cares what the numbers are this year?
Well, I mean, I don't. Like, in the end, do I care if he finishes with 750 yards or 1,100, but they win the Super Bowl? No, not really. Like, just as long as they win the Super Bowl, I don't think he'll care about the numbers either. But that also just brings back into the questions of, like, next year and the future stuff. Because, like, right now.
This is it, right? This is it.
You think he's done?
This is it.
Oh, well, that adds a whole other layer to this. You think this is the last year for Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Why did he sign a two-year deal then?
Yeah, that's fine. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Just give yourself an extra option, potentially.
Why
yeah.
wouldn't you? If he finishes with 600 yards and they win.
He has openly said.
If he finishes with 600 yards and he wins the Super Bowl, yeah, he should retire at that point.
Man, you think you should just go out?
Go out with the three-peat if you're going to have 600 yards.
Go out Elway style?
Yep.
Man, I don't. Why would he? Like, it's so hard because the reverse is. Why quit now? You may never stop winning Super Bowls.
Because you have a 600-yard season and you'll be 35 or whatever.
And he's made it, I'll say, he has made it very clear that he does not want to go out being an average player. He told on his own podcast, he's like, if I can't be great, I don't want to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, to your point, that would follow up that logic. Now, he's on pace for 700, so I don't think he's going to get worse than this. I think it's no worse than 700
yards. Watch him Sunday have 120.
I think he's going to finish with, like, at this point, I think it'd be kind of... I think I'd be too arrogant if I told you I thought he was finishing with 1,000 yards this season now because of the way that it started. That is an awfully big hill to climb. But I still think he's finished like 850, 900.
Look, they gave an extension to Noah Gray for a reason. I think there's also truth. Someone pointed out on the text line, I think it's a fair point. We brought this up before, which is the balance of also protecting him. I hear you, but also the snaps are still there, though. So I don't fully buy that they're saving him for the postseason argument as much as maybe I would have before the season. We talked about that. I haven't looked at the exact snap count, but it's not like they're just holding him back on a bunch of snaps.
No, in the early, the first couple of games they were, but then when the wide receivers got hurt, there was no choice.
They can't afford to do that.
Yeah, they just they had to. That was it. They just had to bail on that whole plan, which is fine. But they had to just. Let that go, which is reasonable and all those things. But, yeah, I don't know. He just hasn't quite been the same.